Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today we're going to take a look at the second book of Kings, chapter 22, verses 8 to 13, and then skip to 23, verses 1 to 3. Chapter 22, 8 to 13, and 23, 1 to 3. This is from the second book of Kings. The high priest Hilkiah informed the scribe Shaphan, "I have found the book of the law in the temple of the Lord." Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan, who read it. Then the scribe Shaphan went to the king and reported, "Your servants have smelted down the metals available in the temple and have consigned them to the master workmen in the temple of the Lord." The scribe Shaphan also informed the king that the priest Hilkiah had given him a book and then read it aloud to the king. When the king heard the contents of the book of the law, he tore his garments and issued this command to Hilkiah the priest: "Ahikam, son of Shaphan, Akbor, son of Micaiah, the scribe Shaphan, and the king's servant Isaiah said, go consult the Lord for me, for the people, for all Judah, about the stipulations of this book that has been found. For the anger of the Lord has been set furiously ablaze against us, because our fathers did not obey the stipulations of this book, nor fulfill our written obligations." The king then had all the elders of Judah and of Jerusalem summoned together before him. The king went up to the temple of the Lord with all the men of Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, priests, prophets, and all the people, small and great. He had the entire contents of the book of the covenant that had been found in the temple of the Lord read out to them. Standing by the column, the king made a covenant before the Lord that they would follow him and observe his ordinances, statutes, and decrees with their whole hearts and souls, thus reviving the terms of the covenant which were written in this book. And all the people stood as participants in the covenant. This is a marvelous day here. They're having the word of God read to them and they're assenting to it. Not like us, we can pick up a Bible almost everywhere. They had to hear it. Psalm 119 tells us, "Teach me the way of your decrees, O Lord." We can hear his word now. Are we going to obey it? Are we going to follow him? "Instruct me, O Lord, in the way of your statutes, that I may exactly observe them. Give me discernment, that I may observe your law and keep it with all my heart. Lead me in the path of your commands, for in it I delight. Incline my heart to your decrees and not to gain. Turn away my eyes from seeing what is vain. By your way, give me life. Behold, I long for your precepts. In your justice, give me life." In the verse before the gospel, the Alleluia verse, "Remain in me as I remain in you, says the Lord. Whoever remains in me will bear much fruit." Alleluia, alleluia. And now we turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 15 to 20. Jesus said to his disciples, And listen to these words carefully now. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing. In other words, they look very gentle and nice and you like them, but underneath are ravenous wolves. By their fruits you will know them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Just so, every good tree bears good fruit, and a rotten tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a rotten tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. So by their fruits you will know them. Brothers and sisters, please, please take a look at this. He's speaking to his disciples and basically saying to them, don't put on a show for people. Don't say words that you maybe don't believe yourself. Don't open your heart to him, and God will help us. God will help us. For a good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a rotten tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. So by their fruits you will know them. If people are kind to you, if people are generous just in the time they give you, perhaps, or something you wanted, and they gave it to you, speak well. And if you meet somebody who is perhaps very, very poor and is on the street, and I remember one time, perhaps I've told you this before, but I remember one time when I was walking on the street and there was a man coming before me, and he was so poor. He was so poor, disheveled. He basically just had on what he needed to have on. But my goodness, and I just looked at him and I thought, this is the face of Christ. And I said to him, could I get you something? And he said, yes, give me coffee. I said, well, let's get a little more than that. You sit down on this bench, I'll get it and give it to you. So I went into a store and got some coffee and some peanuts and something good as well to eat, and gave it to him. And I knew that I had met Christ that day, disguised. I can't wait to meet that man in heaven. But it is something that God wants us to be. He wants us to be his disciples. And disciples mean following him, doing what he does. Now, that's not easy for us. You say, oh, be like God, I can't. You can in little ways. Kind, when you would rather say, can't stop now, need to run. Just anything. Saying to your husband or your wife, can I help you with that? Could I make this easier for you? Could I this? Could I that? Just something. Saying to help people. Sometimes it's when you see them, they seem to be burdened and they seem to be worn down, and you say, could I give you some help? God hears that. God really hears that. And you just go and do it. And even if all that person can do is say to you, thank you, that's a thank you from God. And be blessed by that. I remember I lived in a very small town, as I've told you before. But so often in a small town, you could see people like that, people who had many needs. Not that the town was poor. I think I've said that to you before. But it just, there were a few people who kind of found a place to live outside of town, but would come in, to shop or to do something. And you could tell just by their demeanor and by their clothing that they were very poor. And I remember just at different times, I didn't have much when I was a child or even a teenager. I didn't have that much money. But if I had something, I could give them a dollar, or I could give them 50 cents. And to somebody who's really poor, or you go into a store and get a cup of coffee and bring it out to someone you see. Brothers and sisters, we are the servants of God, all of us, all of us. Can Christ show his face through you? Are you kind? Or you say, I got to get out of here. Now, sometimes when we're terribly busy, I understand. You can't do it every time. But you really could take 10 minutes, even just giving them something or getting them a cup of coffee. Believe me, brothers and sisters, it can mean an awful lot to somebody who's in deep trouble. And I want you to be one of those disciples. I want you to reach out. I want you to, you don't have to get in long conversations. You don't have to hear their whole story. Just say, what is it that I could get for you right now? And people will tell you. And then pray for them, brothers and sisters. Pray for them. Believe me, you don't know here on earth, none of us knows what that means, but it could mean a tremendous gift to somebody who had lost hope, or whatever the case may be. So don't pass people up. I don't mean you have to talk to everybody. I don't mean that. But just periodically, please take the opportunity to bring or to give or to just say, may God bless your day, have a good day, and I'll keep you in my prayer. Somebody you don't know, but you can tell that he or she is very poor. Just say it, and God will hear your prayer. Believe me, I would love to see all the people in each of our cities that are poor. I wish we could give to them every day, and we can't. But we certainly can give something. And I want to encourage you to become one of those people. I ask God to abundantly bless you, and let me hear from you when you do what I have asked you to do. May God abundantly bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.